bream and crappie much, but I love, you're going to sit on your pen now.
Oh, sure. Thank you.
I love to fish for bream and I love to fish for crappie. You know what crappie is?
Oh, yeah, I went fishing for crappie when I was in Tennessee. There's a big lake up in the northwestern corner called Reelfoot Lake or something like that. I don't know if you ever heard of it.
Are you warm? I'll cut this. Turn this. Let me turn this.
I get hot pretty easily.
Well, I shut the air off when I closed up.
But that was a great big lake. We didn't have much luck that particular afternoon, but caught a few crappie, not too many.
Let me let this glass down on the door to get a little bit cooler. Some several years ago, Mr. and I fished together a lot, and we were fishing down here in Louisiana in what they call Darbone Lake. It's down Farmable Way. I caught the largest crappie that the Wildlife Association weighed in that year, and I was so pleased to know that I could do that.
Right. Do you like to go fishing for catfish very much?
Not very much. I'm not a cat. Now, my brother, trot lines, you know what that is, and he makes catfish steaks out of his. Okay, they're fine after it's all done, but when I'm fishing, if I get a catfish on my line, I don't know what to do with it because those stickers.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of them.
You can get hurt.
And I don't like to try to dress them. I'm still afraid of them.
They are trouble to dress.
They really are. They really are. And so every time that one gets on my line, I try to get rid of it.
I've heard so many different ways of dressing catfish. Some people will say, you know, you're supposed to make a certain incision and then take a pair of pliers and pull it back. Some people put it in hot water, you know, and let the skin loosen. Or I've heard people nailing the heads on trees and skinning them that way.
Let me tell you a story about this hot water business. Mr. and I went fishing in a private lake down Three Creeks Way, and we caught a whole passel of young catfish, young blue channel. Well, we came home with them, and he said, well, how are we going to clean these things? I said, well, I thought you knew how. I don't know how. He said, well, I heard to put them in the sink and pour boiling water over them, and then that skin will just slide off. I said, that sounds reasonable to me. Let me put some water on in the kettle, and you put them in the sink, and we'll do that. Okay, we took them out of that ice down, put them in the sink. They were stunned, you see, from being in that cold water. Okay, when that hot water hit them, they were all over the ceiling, on the top of the cabinets, on the top of the stove, underneath.
Oh, boy. You had a time. I don't blame you for disliking catfish.
That was the biggest mess. And when we picked them all up and got them back in their ice box, I said, what do you do now? He says, I'll take them and garbage them. That's what we did.
Well, getting back to the house, you know, some frame houses, the outside part had these boards that overlap each other, kind of like that.
Now, that's what I was trying to say a while ago, that they put on our, and I don't know what you call it, siding?
Siding?
I guess that's what you call it.
Is that the same thing that some people call weatherboards? Have you ever heard that?
Yes, I've heard of weatherboards. Now, wouldn't you say, well, I guess it is the same category.
Have you ever heard people around here say clapboards?
Now clapboards, I don't believe has been used much around here. I know what you're speaking about, and it would be in about the same category, but I don't think people around here use that word.
Well, what about the part of the house that covers the entire top? You call that the
roof?
Yeah. Now, right on the edge there.
The eave?